Good morning, world. It's Jacqueline B. And this is a response to McColgan on living pain. And thank you, McColgan. That was really interesting boo to me. And on replying to whether or not you can love your pain and your ailments. And I just wanted to clarify a little that it isn't that I think one should not do anything about the pain or the ailment, but what, so for instance, you mentioned a painful ankle, which interestingly enough I had yesterday morning when I first listened to your boo. And so the idea isn't that I then go, I love my painful ankle, ooh. The idea is that I go, I've got a painful ankle. And instead of saying, that's just such an, so annoying because I wanted to walk to the station and that means I can't walk to the station now. The idea is that then I see I have a painful ankle. So my body's telling me he doesn't want to walk to the station, thank you very much. So I need to have an alternative arrangement and do that with grace. So that the painful ankle can recover somewhat, and this morning it is slightly better, well, much better, without it being an annoyance. So that's what we do. If we have a cold, it's an annoyance. And the idea of loving our ailments is so that it doesn't become a, oh, I just want to get rid of this. It just becomes a, this is where I'm at. This is something, my body's telling me something. So I'll go with that. I'll work around it. I'll care for it. Like you with your toe. And restless legs, yes, I've had restless legs and it's not very nice, I have to say. But what I have found is that lying there and thinking about it probably isn't all that helpful. And if you think about not thinking about something, then you will think about it. So if I say, don't think of a blue car, then most people listening to this have thought about a blue car. So that was just a thought on that. But thank you for the response. It's really interesting.